Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. And pretty soon, your new Trends Journal will be coming out. And here's the cover. Yep. Follow your leaders. Be good little boys and girls. Follow the fucking arrogant morons running a country near you. Got to spell it properly. Because that's all it is. How can you be so fucking stupid to swallow the shit from the little clowns running the show in a country near you? Look at the American election. 332 million people in this country. And what do you got? Yep. Numbskulls race to the White House. This is the best we got. And I'm tired of hearing your Trump shit. Shove it. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear the Harris crap. Hilarious, as my friend Mark Ferraro, famous hairdresser for the stars, says. Kamala, hilarious. A fucking joke. A fucking bad joke. That's America. Country rotten in front of your eyes. I was down in the city on Sunday. Great event put on by Scott Ritter. Judge Napolitano was there, Jimmy Dore. Top cats in the military, all warning about the loss of our freedom and the coming of a possible nuclear war. Anyway, I walked from like 2nd Avenue and 40th all around up to 48th Street, Park Avenue. Sunday afternoon, beautiful, beautiful. Everybody dressed like slobs, no more style. You look at the old pictures of people in New York City, all dressed, looking fine, looking hot, and that's what it looks like now. Yep, yep, a pig show. And why not? It's a circus. That's all it is. That's all the White House is, the fucking Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus took over the White House. What a fucking joke. Who's your favorite piece of shit? Oh, I like little Lindsey Graham with a pecker like that. Did he come out of the closet yet? Oh, no, no, no. I look up to Chucky Schumer. All right. Anyway, on to the markets. Yeah, let's see what happened today. Gold. What's one of your top trends of 2024 that the only magazine in the world had forecast? A golden year for gold. Closed today at $2,774.60 an ounce. Wonder why. Oh, the NASDAQ went up, hit a new high. S&P went up. Wall Street has nothing to do with Main Street. It's a gangster's casino. Again, three companies own the S&P 500, 88% of it. BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Nothing to do with Main Street. Gold is going up because it's a dire situation out there. And the smart people know it, and so do the central bankers. Banksters, to be proper, that are buying up gold at record levels. $2,774.60 an ounce, up over $730 an ounce since we made that trend forecast. So why do you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal? No, no, no. Go to CNBC. Subscribe to Bloomberg. How about Business Outsider? Not one of them, not one of them had forecast this. None. And again, it's the grand total of $2.56 a week for the Trends Journal, over 200 pages a week on average. You read what you want. You want to read about technocracy? Yeah, you want to get it from the guy that knows about technocracy. This is just one of his books, Be Human. Essays on countering transhuman self-destruction. Right in front of our eyes, Joe Durant. Oh, you want to know where the markets are going as well? Besides what we said, how about Gregory Mannarino? Great article, that you don't want to miss in this week's Trends Journal. This guy hits it like nobody else. Expect the unexpected or even the unbelievable. You got it. Oh. And talking about prostitute fucking.
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
You know why oil prices are down? Because those lovely Israelis, they didn't bomb the Iranian oil facilities. Fuck off. What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? You read our economic update. This is the bullshit. You go to any of the mainstream media, any of it, and that's what they're saying. As we've long noted, there's absolutely no connection between Wall Street and Main Street. They're two different worlds. The equity market's going up as most of the global economy going down. Need more proof? Just take a look at oil prices. Feeling the pain of declining economic growth, tanking 6% on Monday, U.S. crude prices had the worst day in more than 2 years. Why did oil prices sharply fall? The bullshit that the mainstream media sold for the sell-off was that Israel did not bomb Iran oil facilities when it launched its missile strike on Iran this past weekend. Again, total crap, mainstream, prostitute bullshit. This past April, West Texas Intermediate was selling at nearly $87 a barrel. By September, it fell to $65.75 per barrel. Today, it closed around $67 per barrel. It had nothing to do with the Israel war. It had to do with declining world economies, especially China. And then we went to the International Energy Agency. And this is what they wrote back in September. Global oil demand growth continues to decelerate and goes on and on and on. Oh, and much weaker than expected China. Yep. As we had forecast. But they're selling the bullshit that the oil prices are going down because Israel didn't bomb Iran. Again, Israel's nothing and a bully. A little fucking bully beating up little Hamas over there and a tiny little Gaza. What is the size of Manhattan? And Lebanon, 5.5 million people, the size of Connecticut. They don't have planes. They don't have anti-ballistic missiles or ballistic missiles. They don't have tanks or bulldozers to level everything. No, Israel didn't bomb Iran. Oil facilities, and Iran reports they hardly did anything, and they say they're going to retaliate. It's all in your Trends Journal. So that's not why oil prices went down. But Israel is bombing. It's slaughtering Palestinians every day, every moment. Here, this is from antiwar.com today. Check it out. What does it say? At least 115 Palestinians killed by Israeli strikes on Gaza. Yep, one day, no news. Oh, go to the Cartoon News Network. Hey, little Jakey Tapper. Hey, little Anderson Cooper. Where you at, fucking Lockjaw? Look at the shit you got up there. Look at the shit. Oh, Bezos shit. Not a fucking word about the mass genocide being committed by Israel. Oh, and bombs away over Beirut. Yeah, and all throughout Lebanon, hitting the most historic areas. Hezbollah's living in there. Oh, yeah. Where's the outrage? Could you imagine if Iran was bombing Gaza to ruins, slaughtering people every day, and Iran was bombing the hell out of Lebanon if they were all occupied by Jewish people? Oh, then you'd call it a Holocaust. Can't kill the Jewish people, but the Jewish people could kill anybody they want. And it's not the Jewish people. It's the Zionists. A thing made up by Theodor Herzl in the late 1800s, like 1890. We need our own realm. I don't want to hear this shit anymore. I want peace. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I fight for peace. It ain't just empty words I put on rallies. I speak out for it. I do everything for peace. Where is everybody else? Again, the Scott Ritter event this past Sunday, every one of these former military guys at the top, top military cats, a warning of a nuclear war coming. Again, Israel is nothing but a bully. They can't beat Iran. They got 7 million when you take the Arabs out of Israel. 7 million against 91 million Iranians, very advanced militarily, technologically, scientifically. These are the Persians. 7 million ain't going to beat 91 million. Oh, the United States is going to help. Hey, Katsun, you haven't won a war since World War II, and you wouldn't have won that without the Russians. You couldn't beat the Vietnamese. You couldn't beat the Iraqis. You couldn't beat Taliban in Afghanistan. Longest war in American history. Oh, you're going to beat Iran, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Swallow my shit. I'm Lloyd Austin. Swallow my shit. I'm a former general. Lost in Afghanistan. Lost in Iraq. But, oh, we have ironclad defense for Israel. What bullshit. Anyway, going on. Hey, you see Bitcoin? What's it at? 72.5K. That's right. And what has your Trends Journal been saying week after week, month after month, year after year? We called the bottom of Bitcoin and we said when it would break out. And the breakout point has happened again. And look for a new high, minus a wild card. Like, you know, stopping it to sell it. Again, we have the trends on the global economic front. And again, as I said, when you're looking at what's going on in the world in the markets, people have no idea. It was in your Trends Journal. We wrote about it in detail. This is in your economic update. Just days before China launched the COVID war in January 2020 on its Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, the United Nations reported that global economies' 2.3% growth recorded would be the lowest in a decade. That's 2019. The lowest in a decade. Oh, that goes back to 2009 at the depth of the Great Recession. Everything was going down. We wrote about it in the Trends Journal. And then the COVID war hit on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, when they launched it. Locked down everything, artificially propped it up with trillions, trillions, countless tens, not if not probably 50 trillion when you put it all together around the world, of fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. Zero and negative interest rates to artificially prop up the COVID war. Everything should have crashed, everything. It was crashing already. People forgot the markets were, the Dow and the NASDAQ were down in 2018 in December, 20%. In 2019, you had the repo crisis, and you also had Trump forcing, what's his name there, Powell, to lower interest rates to artificially prop it up. Thing was going down big before. It was just artificially propped, and this goes back to gold. Gold knows the fake days are over, and so do BRICS. This is just the beginning of the end of the dollar, as we have been forecasting. And then going back to your Trends Journal, trends on the Israel war, trends on the global economic front. Yep, so sad what's going on there. And a featured guest article by two governments linked by lies and bloodshed, Phil Giraldi. Yep. United States and Israel, Linked by Lies and Bloodshed. Featured guest article by John Anisha Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. The deep state's plot to destabilize the nation is working. They are 100% clear. And by the way, I can't talk about something called what happened with the COVID war about a thing that people had to take because they took down one of our podcasts because I mentioned the name of it. So I can't say anything about it, but they're 100% right. And the role of connective tissues to pain and mental health. And that's another great article by Dr. Joseph Mercola. And I take some of his stuff, by the way, that he sells. I want to stay healthy. And again, Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran, Trends in Cryptos, Trends in Geopolitics. Yep. Putin calls West's notion that it can defeat Russia an illusion. 100% correct. Trends Eye View. You ready for this? Cell phone radiation linked to brain cancer. You got it. How long have I been saying this? Again, I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry going back to the early 1990s when they had boxes in the back of trunks with aerials and people had these big phones. I've been studying the reports coming out on radio frequency radiation. The latest, this one is if you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day for 10 years, your chances of getting a brain tumor only increased by 60%. I don't carry a cell phone. I got an old flip phone. My staff will tell you, I'm lucky if I made 10 or 15 calls this year. The only time I use it is when I travel. When I got to call the car, I'm at gate number 7, you know, pick me up at the airport. I don't need this thing. I've lived all my life without a phone. I go home, I get the messages on my phone and I call. I got to call you right away. What if it's an emergency? It's an emergency. So what? Emergencies happen. How many often? I'm going to risk my life for this. And again, in France, they banned them for little kids for years because their brain shields are thinner and the radiation goes in quicker and deeper. So that's another article in your Trends Journal. Whole section on AI. Again, AI, we own you. It is real. It ain't going away. Yep. Yep. Founder warns AI may outsmart U.S. within 2 years. Guess what? That's total. Goofy has outsmarted the U.S. years ago. It's a fucking freak show, AI. It's disgusting. To watch the decline of this country in front of my eyes breaks my heart. Again, I'm not voting for any of these clowns. The lesser of two evils. Yeah. That's the Pope. Pope Adope said that. Vote for a lesser of evil. Yeah. Not the better of two goods. We don't have them. What Christ do you believe in? Anyway, your new Trends Journal's coming out. And by the way, that's the cover again. Follow your leaders because they're leading us to hell. Follow your leaders. Who the fuck is somebody to tell you what to do? Who the fuck is a leader? I got no leaders. I listen to my parents. Not enough, but enough. And as the politicians telling me what to do, here we go, leader. Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And here's the back of the shirt. And you go to Trends Journal. That's right there. You go to shop and you pick it up. So there you got it. And tomorrow, Salenti and the judge. What a man he is. I got to tell you, what he did at that conference that Scott Ritter had, this guy is nobody like him. If Judge Napolitano was president, America would be the country that our founding fathers fought for and that our immigrant parents and grandparents All the people that wanted to come to America because it was the greatest place on earth wanted to go to. That would be the America we have today. Instead, we got to, again, it's the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus that they call the White House and Congress. Step right up, step right up. And you can see the freak show. I like Trump. I like Harris. Yeah. I like Donald Duck. I like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. Or, as we also said, numbskulls. That's the race to the White House. So, again, subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more subscribers we have, the more we get the word out. The more we get the word out, the better our opportunities for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're giving you what nobody else in the world has given you in a magazine. Nothing comes close. And you see the comments and the people in YouTube that subscribe to it. Every one of them, every one of them say how great it is and how fortunate they are to subscribe. And also subscribe to this channel. You hit that button over here because they're going to do everything they can to shadow ban me. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Salenti and the Judge.